Matt Sullivan here to remind you to stop putting screens on your gutters. Better to schedule a free estimate with the local experts at Gutter Helmet so you stay off the ladder. Visit gutterhelmetindy.com. With Gutter Helmet, you'll never clean your gutters again. gutterhelmetindy.com.
Are you really okay with me?
Are you okay?
Everything's gonna be okay.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
I'm pretty f***ing far from okay.
Whoa. Are you okay with this? On the Hammer and Nigel Show.
Oh, yeah!
Jerry Lopez, Indy Spanglish, in for Jason Hammer. My name is Nigel. All right, we'll start with this. Atlanta police and fire and rescue just saved two trans women who climbed a 250-foot crane and taped themselves to it. When I say taped themselves to it, it looked like they almost made casts around their arms and taped themselves to this metal crane. They were protesting construction of Cop City in a forest near Atlanta. They protested cops and then were rescued by cops. Here's a little bit of that audio.
My concern, if they love you, they wouldn't have you 100 feet up in the air. I'm just going to be honest with you. All right. So that's not love.
You're going to hear them chanting, "We love you," down at the bottom of the crane.
Love is safety. Love is care. Love is kind. And you still be able to push your agenda of what you're trying to get us to do. It's not love to fall backwards and fall down there. It's instant death. So all I'm asking y'all guys, we're cut. That's what we do. That's what we get paid to do, is cut, right? So y'all guys have made it up to the top. Y'all got the crowd. Everybody's happy. They're satisfied with you at this point. There's no need to put yourself in a situation. If we're cutting and we can't carry you down and you drop 100 feet from the ground and snap your neck
okay,
on this metal.
All right, we got it. Are you okay with any of this, Jerry?
I mean, a couple of things, right? I think we talked about this earlier. I think they should just be left in place. If you glue yourself to the road or to a painting or something, just leave you there. You're now part of the painting.
Right.
You're right. You're now part. This is Washington Street and Jerry Road, right? But they're two trans women, and I support strong women, so I would have thought they could untape themselves.
They were, again, the irony, they're protesting cops, but they're being rescued by cops and putting the cops' lives in danger, the police and the fire rescue lives in danger, trying to, I mean, they physically had to, they had a buzzsaw or whatever you call it, like you would saw a cast off. They were sawing into these trans women's arms that had tape around them. I mean, they're putting everybody's lives
in
danger.
We hate you. We hate you. Help us. Help us.
Okay. Do you remember the 70s sitcom Good Times?
I didn't watch it, but I have heard of it. Very popular.
I mean, it's about, it's basically TV. It was TV's first African-American.
Just moving on up?
No.
What is that? That's Jefferson's?
That's Jefferson's. Nah. I'm talking about Good Times is with J.J. Dynamite! Jimmy Walker.
Have heard of him.
Right? It was TV's first African-American two-parent family sitcom.
Okay.
Well, there's a new R-rated reboot of Good Times. It hits Netflix next month. It's nothing like the original, except they are the current Evans family. For example, it features a precocious drug-dealing baby. Here's part of the trailer.
I have important news.
They want to cut you a disability check for your face.
Hold up. You can get paid for that?
This is from a fool who stares at his orange juice every morning.
It says concentrate on the box. Who the dummy now?
Me for not wearing a condom.
It all started
with my grandfather, James Evans. My job as the man of this house is to take care of this family no matter what.
I just want to let you know I'm going to take good care of Gray.
Juan, my boyfriend. Daddy, let him go.
Baby, you should come with me.
Junior's repeating the 10th grade for the third time.
Is there anything you can suggest to help him get to the drive-thru?
Can you do OnlyFans? Take off your shoes. Let me see what kind of feet you're working with.
Is that Wanda Sykes?
So it sounded like it. So the animated R-rated version of the 70s sitcom Good Times on Netflix. Are you okay with this?
I probably am okay with it just because I don't remember Good Times. If I knew Good Times, I probably would
have. Well, you remember J.J. Walker.
Yeah.
Dynamite! That's all I remember from Good Times in the 70s.
Remember that animated movie Bebe's Kids?
Yes.
This is what that sounds like.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay, one more here real quick. Let's see. An Illinois grandma graduated when she was in her 30s, but she's still paying off her student loan at 71. Jeez. Here is Nancy.
I'm hoping I'm going to get a good job and I'm going to make money and I'll do whatever I need to pay this back. And the interest compounds and compounds. So every penny I don't pay, it goes.
Yeah, her loan became so high because she was just doing some income-based payments, which, you know, allowed you to pay less than the interest that is adding up. Are we okay with this? Should we set up a GoFundMe for Granny?
I mean, that sucks.
It does
that
suck. Sucks. It's awful. 71 yeah. years old.
And you know what? That seems predatory, too. You can make payments that are less than the interest.
Yeah.
You're setting yourself up for this.